Do you remember the game Telephone? You know, the one where you whisper a phrase into the ear of the person sitting next to you, say, "Fire engines are red." And that person tries to understand what you've said and then passes it on to the next person. And by the time it gets to the last person in the group, it could sound more like, "There are bugs in my bed." Well, David Matisiak, a musician living in Omaha, Nebraska, has taken that classic children's game and given it a new twist. In his version of the game, a song is passed around instead of a whisper. Think of it in terms of a musical chain letter. Matisiak emails a sound file of a simple tune to another musician. And that person takes the file and creates his own song out of it. The second musician passes his new song along to a third musician who creates yet another version, and so on. David Matisiak collects all of the versions on his website, telefono.org. David Matisiak joins us from Omaha. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How did you come up with this project?
After touring in a rock and roll band for about 10 years and being kind of in a situation where you're writing with the same people, collaborating with the same people, I felt like to grow as a musician and grow as an artist, I kind of needed to collaborate with other people. Especially with the way the internet's going and everybody has recording software, it just kind of hit me that this might be something that would work out.
But, I mean, you're a musician. Why not just focus on writing your own music?
Sure. For some reason, I'm just one of those people that loves, you know, the team idea, and just kind of collaborating with people makes me a little bit happier than kind of sitting by myself and strumming guitar.
How much leeway do you give people? How much are they allowed to change the song?
They're allowed to change anything or everything, or nothing at all. I've kind of been waiting for that one song to come back where I send it out and then someone passes it on exactly how they heard it, you know, didn't touch anything. But I totally encourage people to chop up the song if they want to remix it or just add something a little bit here, a little bit there, but total freedom.
We want you to take us through the creative process of the song with the title, "Ain't We Superhuman?" Okay, you started out by coming up with a riff for this song. All right, this is what it sounded like. Okay, what happened next?
I had actually entitled that song "There Was No Expiration Date on the Carton of Milk That Wore My Thinning Face." And, you know, I just, simple, repetitive, jarring guitar riff. I think it goes on for maybe 2 minutes. It's not that much fun to listen to. I mean, so I sent it to a friend of mine, Bob Nana, who's in Chicago. He just went for it and basically created an entire piece that you'll hear right now. I should have ran up before we began. I could have driven to the river and plunged right in.
Now, it sounds almost complete, but it did get passed along. So what happened?
The actual file is only about 40 seconds long. It's like a jingle, so to speak. So when he sent it on to a friend of his by the name of Mike Kinsella, who's also in Chicago, Mike added a little bit of color to it. So in this version, you'll hear just a really pretty intro of plucky guitar notes, and he actually extended the song.
Let's hear that. All right, I can hear some of the different elements mixed in there, but that's not the end of it. What happened to the song after that?
So after that, we go to Enrico Molteni, who's an artist in Italy, who I've actually never met. What Enrico did was take the song as he heard it and add kind of a little bit of trumpet, and at the very end, one of my favorite parts in the whole project, he went down to a local beach in Italy and sampled little kids playing and sounds of the waves and crashing and stuff. So if you hear the very end of this song, it, to me, adds the color. It makes it, it's kind of the payoff, if you will.
Oh, what a nice touch to that.
I think
so. And is that the final version?
Right now it is, but that's the fun about this project is, you know, that song kind of got stuck in Italy somewhere. it went on to someone else. I wouldn't want to say it was a language barrier. It was just kind of, it's just stuck right now, but it'll definitely keep going. And from there, there's no telling where it'll go.
That's David Matysiak, founder of Telefono. This past week, a limited edition box set of 7-inch vinyl records of Telefono songs was released. To hear Telefono songs change as they travel from musician to musician, check out the music section of our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.